KSL News Time 520. We have emergency traffic. Let's go straight to Ricky Meese.
This is in Weber County, an accident involving multiple vehicles taking up the left and center lanes of traffic southbound I-15 prior to Riverdale Road. Is backing traffic to about 31st Street in Ogden. Well, prior to 31st Street in Ogden. It's also causing some northbound onlooker traffic. Now, for those in the downtown area, we have a bad accident and emergency crews will be on the scene investigating the crash for at least a couple of hours. So you need to avoid eastbound 400 South at State Street. That portion of the street is closed completely to traffic. Dave Meekum.
Plenty of issues for you in the Salt Lake Valley right now. I-15, if you're northbound, 13th South all the way up to the North Interchange, is going to be a slow one for you. Southbound coming out of downtown, you're going to pick up the delays there approaching the I-80 21st South Interchange, and you're going to be in that jam up all the way down through the South Interchange and down into Sandy. Heading over the point, getting into Utah County, delays there coming down off the point down past 2100 North to deal with, and northbound delays at Lehigh Main Street. Mark?
Bring up a little patience through South Salt Lake downtown and up into Davis County because we have a brand new problem on North. That I-15 just after 2100 South, and it's been very heavy to the North Interchange. Davis County delays now stretching back about Parrish Lane, the worst of it up to Layton Hills Mall. Highway 89 getting overflow delays up into Fruit Heights as well. At BioLife Plasma Services, new donors can receive up to $360 their first month. Schedule an appointment at BioLifePlasma.com, located in American Fork, Riverton, and Layton. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.